If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Simone Biles is at the center of more Olympic drama.
And Snoop Dogg takes swimming lessons from one of the greats.
Plus, TV icon Emmanuel Lewis is here to talk about his career and much more. But first,
let's get this started.
In here. All right, y'all, we got some sad couples news for y'all today. Cardi B has filed for divorce from Offset again. Of course, their relationship has had its ups and downs, y'all, and they do share two kids. But stop the presses. Cardi B is pregnant, y'all. She's pregnant. And she dropped these pictures on IG and wrote this to her baby. With every ending comes a new beginning. It's so much easier taking life's twists, turns, and tests laying down. But you, your brother, and your sister have shown me why it's worth it to push through. So y'all think she's trying to take some attention from the sad news and give us some good news?
Is that really good news? Like, you pregnant, you getting a divorce? Like, is Offset the dad?
That is good news.
Like, are we assuming Offset's the dad? Like, are we sure?
Yeah, I think
we have to assume.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, if they was going to divorce preliminaries and all that mess, maybe he might not be.
No,
but also,
sure
it makes me
is.
Think, just wasn't it just a couple days ago where we were like, yo, is Cardi selling this house in Atlanta? And she was like, no. But then she was, maybe, and if I was, I'd sell it to Offset.
That sounds like somebody who was like looking for the keys and packing their bags and getting ready to move around.
Kind of on the way out a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, but I still think they're gonna be good parents to the kids.
I think so, yeah.
She ride hard for her children.
She does.
She canceled the whole tour just because, one, it was tough after having a baby, and two, she wanted to focus on that mom life, so they gonna be in good hands.
But I'm sure there's gonna be some questioning.
But this is cool to me because you don't wanna really focus on the divorce. She wants y'all to focus on her being happy and having another child.
Well, we don't know if she
ever. And that's what's making her push through, Gary.
Mm. Well, don't say you're divorcing.
That's what she said. Mm.
She looks great in these photos. I just want to say that, right?
She does.
Is she pregnant in the picture, or is she just
she is.
It's probably like right before she got pregnant.
That's
in the
not burrito belly.
There's a couple more where she's holding her stomach.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, that changes everything
beautiful.
Right there.
Yeah. That's a nice outfit.
I'm so happy for her.
Is that downtown Atlanta or New York?
I would guess New York. Right?
That's not the Empire State Building, though.
That
I don't
is
know.
Not Empire State.
That might be Iowa. All right, y'all. So Simone Biles just took the gold in the individual all-around competition, making her the only American gymnast to win and do that twice. So big ups to her for that.
Yeah.
But she and her crew are still out here bringing the drama.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So Michaela Skinner, who was Simone's U.S. teammate back in 2021, shaded the current U.S. team in a now-deleted video saying, besides Simone, I feel like the talent and the depth just isn't like what it used to be.
Oh,
well, the U.S. team won the gold, and Simone dropped a pic of them celebrating with the caption, lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions. I haven't heard her talk much. Apparently, Michaela didn't like that because Simone posted, oops, I've been blocked. And Simone's teammate Jordan Childs blocked Michaela in solidarity.
Well, then the other Michaela, talking about Michaela Maroney, y'all remember her from 2012?
Yeah, with the little side face.
There she is, classic. Well, she appreciated Simone's clap back by saying, it doesn't get more iconic than this. Feels like I need to apologize just to redeem my first name. So would you block Simone? Would you block Simone if you were Michaela?
No, because if you throw it out there, you gotta accept all the arrows that come with it.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't dish it if you can't take it.
Also, why would you diss the Olympic team?
Because she's not on there.
Right?
That's like if you yell the N-word, then roll up your window and lock the door.
We gonna still get you.
Wow.
Well, besides having Simone's back, Jordan Childs is making a fashion statement at the Olympics with her nails, honey. But they don't get in her way. She said, quote, A lot of people always ask me how I do gymnastics with such long nails. To tell you the truth, honey, they actually help with my technique. That's really how I make sure I don't break a nail. So y'all believe her?
You know what? Here's the thing is, like, when you are performing at that level, yes, I believe you.
What, that she don't break a nail?
No, that it's like, if it helps her focus, clearly she's upside down here, standing on her hands. And so it's like, if she says it, I believe her.
But once you've had nails for a long time, you know how to move and how to adjust and maneuver with them easily.
You know how to scratch, wipe, and everything.
Probably helps with threading a needle. You know what I'm saying? You get the, it's like a little finger tweezers.
Mm, they're probably good back scratchers, too.
Oh, good, my God. Yes. Get that circle of motion going on. Yes.
That's when you see the girls who are able to text with the side of their finger like that. You ever see that? That always blew my mind. I'm like, how are you so quick with the side of your...
This button right here is for the tips. You know what I'm saying? When they turn that little screen around at the restaurant.
Just fill this, answer this question for me.
Well, moving on. Olympian Ado Osmanov has bigger problems than breaking a nail. He won bronze in a judo competition, and it appears he dislocated his shoulder while celebrating. Check it out.
Yeah.
Dang. Wow.
Yep, you got the bronze and the gold bond ointment. Yeah. The rubbing that shoulder lately. And it seems like he's okay because he made it to the medal ceremony later.
Oh, but my goodness.
Man, you think he's going to be a little bit more careful after this?
Yeah. He threw so hard like he was punching somebody.
That's also how these, like, wrestling injuries come up on you, is, like, you will get banged and beat up more than you realize, and you do something quick, and you're like, oh. Like, you ever be driving a car, and you turn to look at something, and you're like, ah.
Yes.
Just because you're getting old.
That? Or you reach for something too hard, and then, like,
your whole back
your body breaks lock up. Yeah.
But that looks fake. He don't look like he would hurt his arm. If he went to the ceremony, he didn't hurt his arm.
Oh, he's not faking it.
I'm sure he would rather just be celebrating without being hurt and wouldn't.
But he still went to the thing, so.
He threw it out.
Because he's tough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be hurt in a moment, but you're going to, you know, somebody probably rub them down. You got that Olympic rub
but
down.
But why make that face like you're like, if you're that tough? Just.
Judo is the art of throwing another man to the ground.
It's all shoulders.
You ever seen a face like that, Gary?
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, y'all, Snoop Dogg has made the Olympics a lot more enjoyable with his commentary, and that is not all. Uncle Snoop met up with Michael Phelps at the pool for some swimming lessons, y'all. Check it out.
Let's get in the water, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, guys. Hell no. I'm real good, bro. Let me give it a try.
Let's do it.
What was that? Well, y'all, he kept it all the way 100. No goggles and that little dive. So, would y'all want to go swimming with him?
If he's already at the pool, like, but I ain't going to be like, yo, you want to go swimming, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's Snoop, so you'll be happy to see him.
Well, I'll tell you, I was swimming, it depends on if he's wearing trunks or Speedo.
What difference does it make for you?
Because one makes you swim faster and the other one just makes you flop along.
His form improved as the video went on, too. Like, yeah. You know, that was impressive.
He's so long, all he got to do is stretch out and kick his feet, it seemed like.
That's my thing, is he's kind of built like a swimmer.
Mm-hmm. But he ain't want no goggles. That's rough.
But nobody swim with goggles but swimmers.
You can't see without goggles underwater.
Yes, it's like, it depends
it's
on how
blurry.
Aggressive you're swimming. Mm. Like, if you're swimming in a race, you might want the goggles.
Yeah, because you don't want that water hitting you in your eye, kind of throwing you off a little bit.
We didn't have goggles at the YMCA, so that's why I'm saying, you know.
You wasn't swimming like this either, Gary.
Oh. Up next, Carrie Underwood, honey, is going back to her roots, and I don't mean honey, her hair. Details after the break. I love Carrie Underwood.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
All right, get ready, because we got some news about Colin Jost and Carrie Underwood. Mm. Now, no, he didn't leave ScarJo, but they both got new projects coming. So, Katy Perry recently quit American Idol after 7 years as a judge, and Carrie Underwood is taking her place. She'll take her seat at the judges' table starting next spring, and 20 years after she won season 4 of the show.
Wow. I love a full circle story like this.
Yeah, this is nice. And Colin, is it Colin or Colin?
Colin.
And Colin, because we got a Colin Powell, too, right?
So we had one.
But it's spelled the same. Oh, well, damn. And Colin, who y'all know from SNL, is going to host a new Jeopardy spinoff called Pop Culture Couch of Jeopardy. Now, this show will be a little different because the contestants will compete in teams of three instead of the individual, you know, the way they did before, like on the original Jeopardy. So out of all of us, who would be the best on Pop Culture Jeopardy?
Oh, I think HK and Gary and probably you, bro.
I think
we would make a dope team.
Well, you need to do it. I don't know about no pop.
That's what you do.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought I did R&B.
It's culture, not music, not just pop music.
Britney Spears and NSYNC.
I thought about culture.
Who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Mary Tyler Moore.
All right. See, you know all of them.
Oh, my God.
You're good.
Yeah, well,
he'll be our 60s expert.
All right, y'all. Y'all know the show Big Brother, right? Yeah, Everybody's stuck in a house together. Emotions run really high. Well, a 50-year-old realtor named Angela picked a huge fight with a guy named Matt and had a meltdown in front of everyone. Check this out.
Oh, Lord.
I am so freaking flattered. Thank you. Crazy eyes. You have freaking crazy eyes. And for the house, for the visitors that came to visit me last night, your performance was great. It was absolutely great for a low-budget movie.
Oh, my God.
So Angela caused Matt to be voted out, which pissed off viewers. Oh. And the fans found her real estate company's website, and they bashed her in the reviews, because you know how people do. And then Angela's boss defended her, saying she's sweet in real life, and the whole villain act is just part of the game. Mm. So do you guys think the show's fans are going too far?
Yeah.
It's just a reality show, guys.
Because when the show is over, she got to go back to selling houses. Right. And if you're a low-reviewed realtor, you know people ain't going to book you to go show the houses around.
But you know the internet has no chill.
Thank you. We're in a new day and time, honey.
They will say whatever they want to say. They don't care if it ruins your life, your family, your whatever.
But I need help with this, Tana. You probably help me. No, because everybody used different words. Now, she said frickin', and we used the other word. What do you?
What do I use?
No, I said, no, we do. Black people use the you and y'all the
high octane F word. Yeah, no, I think you know how a lot of people will try to get as close to the word as possible without actually saying the word. Oh. Angela, real estate agent, strikes me as one of those people.
They couldn't beep it?
I guess they probably could. I mean, you know how we have to bleep some of your words.
Oh no, honey, I'll never say a bad word.
Roll
it's
it.
Be every show.
More speed.
B. Moving on.
Well, up next, we chopping it up with the one and only Emmanuel Lewis, man. Right after the break. Come
Webster,
right back.
Webster, y'all. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey!
Dish family, today is your lucky day because we have TV royalty in the building. I mean, this man has been everywhere. Award shows, magazine covers, and of course, our TV screens. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Emmanuel Lewis is in the building.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, it's so great to have you here. And of course, you were in one of the most iconic shows of the 80s, and you got to meet a lot of stars back in the days. And stayed out of trouble pretty much the whole time.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's always the goal.
Yo, out of all the people that were doing what you were doing in that era, is there like a group chat that exists within your phone? And are you keeping in touch with, you know, like some of the child stars from back in the day?
I'll keep in touch with different folks from back in the day. Of course, Dule Hill and Jaleel White, or, you know, just a lot of different folks that I've known from back in the day. And we just hang out. But
wait, Dule Hill was on Psych. Was he a child actor too?
Yes, actually he was like one of the first tap dance kid back in New York when I was in Brooklyn. You know?
I didn't know that.
We came hang out a little bit when we were shooting Webster. They would come stay at the house and we'd hang out. I'd have a little fort in the living room with my tent and all that, and we'd, you know, have some fun stuff like that. It's just great times, great times.
Mm. Okay, so Emmanuel, me and you have something in common. Okay. We both did a season of The Surreal Life.
She did. Yes,
would
she
you
did.
Ever do another reality show again? Why or why not?
No. No.
Why not?
No, I'm good. I'm good on that. I had to do in New York.
Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... I did not want to do that. I had everybody in the network calling me, Manny, you got to do this. It's going to help with the numbers. Now I'm like, no, I'm good.
Okay.
And then they're like, Manny, hammer cop. Manny, I'll go with you. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. I can't turn my boy hammer down.
Right.
That's my dog right there. So I was like, all right. Man, we get down there. They doing some goddamn anal probing and all that kind of...
I'm like, you know what? Let your nays be nays and your yes be yes, okay? Next time, like, that's never gonna happen again. Right.
Who's the prober?
You don't have to answer that. You don't gotta answer him, man.
Out of all that I said, that's the one thing you picked
right.
up.
That's it.
Initiated on that. Strong. I'm sorry.
So, Emmanuel, recently Rashida Jones, she mentioned Bubbles, Michael Jackson's chimpanzee. She said that Bubbles didn't like her that much when she was younger. Were you around Bubbles back in the day? Did you get along with Bubbles?
You know, I was more around AJ. I did see Bubbles. Bubbles too big, you know. So I'm going to tell you this thing. And I don't think I've ever told this before, but it's crazy, all right? So we're at Havenhurst, right? Mm-hmm. And Michael's come home just for a moment to go grab some stuff, and we're on our way back out. Of course, he let the doggone monkey out the cage. Ooh. And I'm just a kid. I don't know nothing about raising no goddamn monkey. So this doggone monkey starts tagging me, pow, and then goes up the spiral staircase to get up. So I can't catch the monkey. I can't stop the monkey. And the monkey's just acting a goddamn fool.
At
so Michael comes
safe.
In the door, opens the door, and then the monkey starts acting all calm and docile, all nice. Cause he gonna get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's that bull crap. See, yeah. I ain't coming over your house no more. You know what I mean?
What inspired you to start the Radio Music and Film Alliance of Georgia? And tell us, what can we expect if we were to attend?
Well, you gotta come hang out, first of all, because Friday is when we're doing our hip hop appreciation for bass music.
Oh,
so all
nice.
The big bass folks that, you know, didn't get their appreciation, somehow they got left off at the 50 years of hip hop.
Yeah.
You didn't see nobody in bass music get any love. They didn't get any invites to come out and do their thing.
If you're interested in attending the second annual Radio Music and Film Alliance of Georgia, be sure to visit www.rmfalliance.com for tickets and more information.
And honey, you are in for a treat because we have more with Emmanuel Lewis after the break. And we might even play a little game.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, stay tuned.
No monkeys, though.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
And as you can see, we still got Emmanuel Lewis chilling out here with us. So it's only right that we show him a good time and play a little game called This or That.
Hey.
It's super simple. We're going to throw out two different options, and you're going to tell us which one you rock with the most and why. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
First off, this one's hard. Drake or Kendrick?
Oh, come on. It's Kendrick season. Let's go.
All right.
Now, you know we got to go classic TV. Would it be Different Strokes for you or Give Me a Break?
Oh, man. I love Nell Carter. She was dope, but come on, you got to give it the Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Gary was, he was the first person you saw as a kid.
Yes.
You know, as a model to say, you can do this.
Yeah.
And so I love that. So, but yeah, that's I got to go with them.
I always hated that we never got a show with both of y'all in it.
They tried.
They did.
Yeah.
Is there a pilot sitting around somewhere?
No. I vetoed that one. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Now, this one might be tough, right? Now, Chris Tucker or Eddie Murphy?
Oh, those are my, both of my guys. That's not even fair. I'll take the shot.
Yo, Emmanuel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
We had so much fun. And please don't forget to check out the second annual Radio Music and Film Summit taking place August 16th through the 17th right here in Atlanta. Tickets are on sale now. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Nah, come on out, have some fun with us, love on it, and enjoy this year, because next year is going to be a little bit different. Enjoy celebrating our guys from bass music, and they need to get their flowers, too.
Yeah, shout out to the So-So Def Bass All-Stars. Shout out to Player Poncho.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you have it, man. Thank y'all so much for watching Dish Nation. We'll see you next time.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.